The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I want to present to you what I found to be the most entertaining part of each game that was played, the Jet game and the Giant game.
All right.
So let's start with the New York Football Giants. I don't know if you guys know this, but the reason it started at 9:30 a.m. is the game was played in Germany. Okay, so the game was in Germany. So the official decided to call a penalty in German.
Sean Hockley.
Sean Muscles Hockley. Sean, don't call me Ed Hercules Hockley. And that made me laugh. So, ladies and gentlemen, the best part of the Giant game, Sean Hockley trying to speak German.
Verstatt Angriff.
Oh.
Funktioniert Strafen. It's by the center. It's third down.
Oh, look at Sean Hockley hooked on phonics.
Showing up. Yeah. You guys like that?
Hooked on phonics.
This moment of the game pissed me off so much as a fan. Because I understand in hindsight a day later to laugh and everything, but because it's two lousy teams, and because as a Giant fan, I felt like they couldn't lose the game, I just want to know what the hell the penalty is. And when he went there and he went full German with the smile on his face, I felt like punching his face through the TV.
Oh, so this was not a positive moment in the game?
Maybe others enjoyed it. And I'm not trying to be like the Grinch that stole Christmas here. I get the fun in it. Mm-hmm. In that spot, when it comes to a penalty being called, and these refs have been atrocious all year, I just want to know what the hell's going on. I don't need to be dissecting German for a split second before you tell me the penalty.
I understand. Now, in the Jet-Cardinal game, the officials obviously pissed us off because, as you recall, the Cardinals fumbled, and then the official said, nah, do over. We weren't ready for the snap. And that was very confusing and felt like a little bit of a hose job. So I didn't like John Hussey and his crew when that went down. But randomly, when John Hussey decided to lecture the clock or the people that run the clock, I did find that entertaining, so I present to you the most entertaining part of the Jet-Cardinal game. Here's John Hussey.
We're trying to determine why we have two different times on the clocks. The two in the end zone are 4:47. The two in the middle of the field are 5:51. The two in the end zones are the clocks. Can we please fix the two in the middle of the field when we get a minute? Thank you.
When we get a minute?
How about do it now? Because yeah. I said so.
That's John Hussey being angry. That's like my wife saying, can you clean that up when you get a minute?
When you get those cookies out of the oven, then fix the clock.
Yeah, I like that one. Actually did make me smile, I admit it. And maybe it's because I just needed to smile about something. But John Hussey lecturing the clocks being different. Yeah, that one was good. Especially when he's so pissed off. When you get a minute, can you fix this?
Oh, yeah.
That's where you know this is where we are, football fans. The best part of the Giant and Jet games were the officials. One speaking German and the other lecturing who's ever running the clock. Welcome to the NFL. Let's go to Artie in Brooklyn. He's always a pleasure to talk to. What's up, Artie?
Hey, Vate.
What's up, man?
Where do we go? Where do we go from here? I don't know. I'm sitting here calling you guys, blaming the kicker. And it's ridiculous how many wins we could have with the kicker. And then this nonsense. I mean, that was as bad as a... I mean, we just got destroyed in every facet.
Yep.
And then the coach comes on and says, we didn't get beat physically. What the hell were you watching, dude? You didn't get beat physically. I mean, they were obviously not ready to play. And I personally want Rodgers because I don't know who else you get. I don't want to go with another year of rebuilding yet. I think they have enough talent. I really think we're going to get Rex. I don't want him.
Rex.
I think
you don't want
I think
him.
We're
okay.
getting Rex. He's taught every time you hear him, he's never saying a bay, never criticizes Rodgers, always talks about how much talent this team has, how much Woody loves, like how great an owner he is. Here's my two options, right? I want Vrabel, okay? But, and whatever Vrabel wants, fine. But I think it's either going to be McCarthy when he gets fired because he won the Super Bowl with Rodgers.
Oh, my God.
Or Rex. And I want to get your McCarthy. Point on it. And listen, I don't want to see anybody else that's not going to be on the – if Smith is somehow miraculously coming back, I don't even want to see him on the field. Yeah. All I want to see is who's going to be playing next year.
I got
everybody
you.
Else, if Lazard is on his last dime, his last contract, don't even put him on the field.
Yeah, you mentioned Tyron Smith, and I hope he's okay health-wise. I never root for an injury, but I was ready to bench Tyron Smith yesterday for Olu Fashanu to begin with.
Right.
So even before he got hurt, it was going to be time to evaluate your first-round pick. Look, we know the Jets are going to hire a new head coach. And so you mentioned two names, two big names, a guy who's a blowhard on TV in Rex Ryan and a guy who's on the proverbial hot seat every 30 seconds in Mike McCarthy. Aaron Rodgers didn't love Mike McCarthy.
No, so he the did idea not. That ended ugly in
no,
Green Bay.
It ended bad.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Headley. So the idea of, you know what, let's throw another Hail Mary, let's bring in Mike McCarthy to make the quarterback feel good, is an atrocious idea.
Yeah.
It's
and Rex hasn't coached in a long time.
Right. And
it's been a while.
His last stint in Buffalo, which was a long time ago, was not great. Now, I get it, but Ingo wants Rex Ryan. You'll hear that when he joins us at 5 o'clock. He'll mention it again. And I get why. Like, sometimes you got to look at why people want a certain thing, even if you disagree with them. I don't want Rex Ryan, but I get why Joe and other Jet fans would, because in my lifetime, believe it or not, he brought us the most success.
Right, he won. Got to the AFC Championship game.
Twice!
Right, and so he made a quarterback, and I'm forgetting his name now.
Mark Sanchez.
And Mark Sanchez looked like he was a competent quarterback for a couple of years. And then, obviously, that was a little bit of a mirage, but he won.
But the problem is, like, okay, I'll do this real quick just to explain why you can't do this. Rex Ryan, my favorite coach in Jet history, even above Bill Parcells, because as good as Bill was and as important as Bill was, I felt like he left. I felt like he abandoned ship before the job was finished. So for me as a Jet fan, Rex is my all-time favorite head coach. But I know going back to him is probably not going to work. You know who my favorite all-time Met manager is?
Who?
Bobby Valentine. Last year, when the Mets were looking for a manager, I never brought him up. And I love Bobby.
Oh, I mean, how old is Bobby? Bobby, is he even viable?
Well, I mean, he's the same age as Bruce Bochy. Like, he's not that old. It's more...
You just haven't heard his name in forever.
Well, because it never made sense to go back.
74. How old was Dusty? Dusty was about that age last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's not even age. It's just, I don't think just because you liked a guy and he brought you a lot of joy means it's best to go back. Byron Scott got the Nets to back-to-back finals. Sean, did you and I ever talk about bringing Byron Scott back?
No, we did not.
No. So just because you love someone and they bring you back to like these really fond, solid memories doesn't mean that's the right place to go with your organization.
Didn't really work out with Joe Gibbs in Washington either.
I mean, it kind of did. Joe did a good job.
They made the playoffs, but
look, they didn't ultimately win the chip, if you will. But, like, it wasn't a failure. It's not even about that. It's just sometimes going backwards sounds good because it brings you back to your great memories. It's like an ex-girlfriend or an ex-boyfriend. You think about the good times, and you're like, let's hook up again. Is it really a good idea?
Yes, but it's also a bad idea.
No, it's a good idea for a minute. It's a good idea for a night. It may even be a good idea for a week.
No. Because in this case, there's always the out where you as the owner realize, I made the mistake because it's gotten worse since and it wasn't that bad.
No, here's why that's not true. Can I tell you why that's not true? How did the last 4 years of the Rex Ryan era go?
That's what I was trying to remember. Like, what was at the end? Remember the good times with Rex Ryan.
Right.
What was at the end?
They missed the playoffs 4 straight years.
But why? But why? Who was... It was...
Well, they had the Mark Sanchez, Geno Smith debacle, Mark is put into the Snoopy Bowl game, and then he gets hurt.
So you mean it failed because he didn't have a quarterback, like most coaching situations continue to fail in the NFL.
But I don't know if he had a quarterback in the first 2 years, but he coached that defense up so much.
Well, I mean, Mark was good those first couple of years.
I mean, he was a rookie who made a lot of rookie mistakes
year. But he didn't, and they also ran the hell out of the ball.
Exactly, but that's my point. They had a game plan, they had a strategy, they had an identity that worked.
Yes.
They didn't have, just to answer Sean's point, they didn't have a great quarterback, but they had a young quarterback that they game planned around.
But he wasn't also a liability.
It felt at times he was, but they avoided kind of making him have to do too much.
And you can only do that for so long. Trick. Yeah. You can only do that for so long in the NFL.
My only point is I don't like going back. I don't. And I also think that as much as I was in favor of the Hail Mary, let's try to make this work by trading for Devontae Adams, I'm done with that. Mm. I'm not going to hire a coach because, in theory, you think that's going to work with Aaron Rodgers. Right. You have to hire the right coach for the future. What?
I have it. Positive Tommy has been working in his positivity lab. I have your next head coach.
Let's hear it.
You got to go backwards, like you said, with Rex Ryan, but not Rex Ryan. I would hire Aaron Glenn. I would do what the Commanders did.
I have no problem with Aaron Glenn.
I would get a Cliff Kingsbury type to run the offense. Sean and I were at camp when the Lions were there. Dude, I wanted to run on the field.
Yeah.
Like, he's a dog. Like,
who?
He would bring
Aaron Glenn.
Oh, my God. He's a dog. Look at that defense. Look what they've done in Detroit. You bring him back. There's goodwill with the Jets fans.
That's a fine option. I have no problem with
that. And you need an offensive mind with him, they're doing in Washington.
But I got a problem with you. Okay.
Me?
Yeah, it's one thing for Artie or anyone else to talk about the future Jet head coach because we're conceding that this season is dead. You're positive, Tommy. If you're talking about a new coach next year, does that mean you're conceding the season?
No, I'm not.
So
I'm,
why are you talking about a next?
Because that's the topic we're doing here, and I didn't
want to. No. You should have said, guys, I'm sorry. I can't be involved in this dumb discussion. We're going to make the playoffs anyway.
Yeah, but hold on. Is Jeff Ulbrich your head coach next year?
If they make the playoffs, he may be.
It's a big if.
Well, positive Tommy, are the Jets making the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm talking about him, not me.
All right.
I'm done with Jeff Ulbrich. I know this team is trash. This guy still thinks they're going to win. He's in the positive Tommy laboratory. Oh.